We're talking with Gord Bamford today, and he's a very popular Canadian country singer here. So welcome, Gord. Could you tell our listeners where you're based from?
Well, I am in a small town called Lacombe, Alberta, which is right in the middle of Edmonton and Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Red Deer. Red Deer's right close to here.
Okay, great. How did you get interested in music, Gord?
Well, I started playing music... Well, when I was young, I was in a lot of the music festivals and stuff. And started country music, I guess, in 1991.
Okay.
High school, I started writing it and stuff and really got into it.
In 1991. And your parents were interested? They were in a country band?
Yeah, my parents have split up. Like, I was born in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's Australian, my mom's Canadian. And she grew up in Lacombe. And when they split up, I was about 3 years old. And we come back to Canada. But yeah, my mom, she sang quite a bit, and my dad had a band.
Okay, so that's basically where you got interested, I guess, in the music, in the country music?
Partially, yeah.
Okay, great. So in 1991, you started writing your own songs?
Yeah, I really got into writing. I think it was kind of the Garth Brooks, and it was the era of Garth Brooks that kind of got me into music.
Okay, good.
That was back then.
So Garth Brooks is one of your inspirations then?
Well, he definitely was at that point. I mean, I've actually got into the older country now, like the Johnny Cash and the Merle Haggard and, George Strait and stuff like that.
Okay, great. So they're also inspirations.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. You've just put out a second album. You put out the first album, Life is Good, I guess, in, what year was that, 2004?
Yeah.
Okay, and you had Heroes, that was your first video, and the other one's going to hit the stores pretty soon, I guess, Honky Tonks and Heartaches, that's the second album?
Yeah, we're really excited about that album. It comes out the 25th of September, and we're having great success with the first single on the record, and we're really excited about the album.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Blame It on That Red Dress. Yeah, we're airing it here, and I think we're going to be airing your special, too, so we're really looking forward to that.
That's
good.
Awesome.
Good. Now, you've had a busy summer, I guess, doing a lot of touring and things?
Yeah, you know, we've been all over Canada. We've been out east lots and had the opportunity to get out and play for all the fans, and it's great to see new fans that are coming on board. But we've been really busy, really fortunate.
That's great. That's great. Now, let's see. How does the first album, how does the second album differ a little bit from the first? Any particular differences? Or?
Well, there's not, I mean, it's pretty straight-ahead country, but the production value in it's really good. I mean, it's you know, I call it radio-friendly production, I guess. And it's really up-tempo. It's really kind of in your face and a driving record. So.
Okay, great. Was it recorded in Nashville or here in Canada?
Well, we did half and half, so we did... All the tracks we did in Nashville, and we did all the vocals and the mixing up in Canada.
Okay, good, good. And you were at the Country Music Awards last week, were you?
Yeah, I was at the awards show and the festivities. It was always a good time, and it's always nice to be able to get together with everybody at that time of year, and it was a lot of fun.
That's great, that's great. I believe you were even up for an award, Independent Male Artist of the Year. You were one of the...
It was kind of a surprise. We were in between records, but it was... It's always nice to be nominated and notified by your peers and the people in the business. So, you know, it's great to have a nomination.
Good, good. Any particular song that you're more fond of on this album?
Well, you know, I like them all. I mean, I wrote all of them or co-wrote all of them, but there's a song on the album called Little Guy that I wrote for my son a couple of days after he was born. It's pretty close to my heart, that song. So
that's
great.
One
of my favorites.
Good. How old is your son?
He's three now.
Good. Yeah, your first one?
We have a little girl, too, that's 11 months.
Oh, great. Good, good. So your family's quite an inspiration, too, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure they are. And
good.
I seem to write a lot of real life stories. I mean, that's kind of what I think connects me with the fans is they can relate to my music and my songs. So.
Okay, good. So that's one of the things that stands out then in your music, your life experiences.
Exactly.
Good, good. Now, do you have a website, Gord?
Yeah, that's just gordbamford.com, and it's a brand new site that'll be ready to go here in a few days, and everything you would want to know about me is on there, and there's a store you can purchase stuff, it's a really good website. It's just in the process of getting finished right now.
Okay, that's exciting. Anything else you wanted to add, Gord?
I think that's great. I think, you know, like I said, the album comes out on the 25th of September, and we're looking forward to it, so.
Great. Okay, thank you so much, Gord.
All right.
Okay, looking forward to the album. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Me here like this, feeling kind of crazy, baby, every time we kiss. But it's taking off so fast, I don't know what to do. That low-cut thing you're wearing, baby, just might be a clue. I could blame it on the wine, the smell of your perfume, the way the heads are turning when you walked in the room. But something's going on, more than animal attraction at play. Your nose, your hips, got me in this mess. Blame it on that red dress. I ain't a social genius, but it's coming to me now. It goes back to the basics, what makes the world go round. Don't need to do a study of all the side effects. The shorter that the dresses go, the longer. Blame it on the wine, the smell of your perfume, the way the heads are turning when you walk in the room. But something's going on, more than animal attraction at play. It ain't your eyes, your lips, your nose, your hips that's got me in this mess. Blame it on that red dress.
That was Canadian artist Gord Bamford, and the song was Blame It On That Red Dress. It's his hot new single from his latest CD, Honky Tonks and Heartaches.